we're going to go now live to Minnesota, which is the site of the biggest Amazon work stoppage to take place during this year's Prime Day. And we have on the line with us one of the high-end tech workers who's gone out to Minnesota in solidarity. Normally, Weston Fribley works in Seattle, where he's a web development engineer with Amazon Go. But he's also in part of Amazon Employees for Climate Justice. Let's see. He should be with us over Skype. Good morning, Weston.
Morning.
So why don't you tell us why you went out to Minnesota for this Prime Day in the first place?
Yeah, so we had the opportunity through this work as Amazon Employees for Climate Justice to meet some of the workers from Minnesota earlier this year and hear a little bit about how, the conditions in their workplace. And then when they invited us to join them for their action yesterday, it was very clear that this was something that we wanted to do. We see our goals fundamentally as the same, which is that Amazon's own employees have little say in a lot of the big decisions that affect their lives and the lives of their community.
Have you been inside an Amazon warehouse before?
I have not.
So what have you heard from the workers there about conditions inside?
The main thing is the pace of work. Amazon establishes quotas that warehouse workers have to achieve. If they don't achieve these quotas, they will be disciplined and then eventually fired. And the extreme pace causes lots of injuries and is just really an unsustainable way to run this kind of logistics operation.
Amazon spokespeople have been unusually forthcoming for representatives of a tech company. They point to the fact that Amazon's recently decided to boost all its workers to $15 an hour in pay, which is a pretty high bar in America. What's your response?
Yeah, I mean, there are other things besides pay that make, that allow for dignity at work, and the issues around the pace of work, and also things like job security and fair treatment. I mean, a lot of warehouse workers are hired as temps and kept on as temps sort of indefinitely. So beyond just wages, there are issues of safety and health that really need to be addressed.
Amazon also says that it's already meeting many of the demands that are on the table, and that this is an attempt of unions to push an agenda that's not relevant to their business model or working practices. Your response to that?
I mean, these are employees that are just seeing sort of the conditions of their own work and the work around them, the workers around them, and have kind of come to the end of their, their ability to tolerate this kind of treatment. And so it's really a worker-motivated thing, seeing how their colleagues are being treated and deciding that they have to stand up and say something about it.
Tell me about the workers you've met.
Yeah, I mean, it's we've met a lot of really hardworking people who are many of them from East Africa, who are supporting their families by through this work, and who are really taking a really courageous step here. I think a lot of their colleagues, there's quite a bit of fear coming out and sort of speaking up against the kind of treatment that they see at work. And so it's, these people are these workers are really, inspiring to us. And that was, we really wanted to join and share words of support that we had gathered from over 100 tech workers, actually, in within the space of and just share with them that there are folks who are working in Amazon corporate facilities that are paying attention to what they're doing and that support their action.
I assume Amazon pays you very well as a web development engineer. You're in a line of work where there's a shortage, where workers have a tremendous amount of leverage with tech companies. It's the exact opposite circumstance of warehouse workers, where Amazon's business model has been to make them like replaceable parts. How much of a sense of obligation do you feel?
I mean, I think there's a huge obligation to understand that Amazon's value and its success is fundamentally due to the hard work of logistics workers, call center workers, and programmers as well. And that, you know, if we want to see the kinds of improvements that we know is needed to make Amazon sustainable and successful in the long term, we have to work together, and we have to join with our coworkers when we see that they're interested in improving the conditions in Amazon and the processes. I think it's really important for us to see ourselves as workers who can join together and make improvements.
Tell us about yesterday. What happened and what was the impact of the work stoppage on such a busy day for Amazon?
Yeah, I mean, it was a 6-hour work stoppage. You know, the atmosphere there was one of strength and you know, people. It was really amazing to see, kind of supporting one another, joining together. There was, you know, it was a really joyful atmosphere. Yeah, and just like a really interesting to hear from all of these workers who were speaking about their treatment.
Has Amazon responded? Was there any disciplinary actions or threats of disciplinary action for interrupting the work stoppage, for interrupting the workday?
Not as far as I know. I know that you know, that there is sort of fear from, I think, a lot of warehouse workers who can kind of see how easy it is to lose a job at an Amazon warehouse, and you know, kind of have some fear. But I think that, and I would hope that after seeing these kinds of things happen more frequently, that warehouse workers, you know, around the world will sort of see that this is an effective way to make their voices heard.
You mentioned that a lot of the workers are East African, and we've been talking about working conditions and pay. How much of the messaging yesterday had to do with Amazon's relationship with the Department of Homeland Security and ICE?
That was not really brought up. I mean, the issues that are really affecting that community of East African Muslims at work have to do with accommodation for prayer, making sure that there are adequate facilities for prayer and breaks that are accommodated. So that was sort of the main focus of those kinds of issues.
Speaking of Weston Fridley, a web development engineer with Amazon Go, who just headed out to Shakopee, Minnesota to show solidarity with Amazon warehouse workers who have just conducted the first ever work stoppage at an Amazon facility during a major shopping day, major shopping event. That is Amazon Prime Day yesterday and today, in which the company tries to increase enrollment in its loyalty program. Your principal area of activism has been climate reform at Amazon. I believe the latest effort on this front was a shareholder resolution that was pretty resoundingly defeated in May. You want to talk a little bit about that work?
Yeah, that's correct. And to be fair, the resolution itself did get a pretty significant amount of votes when you remove the votes controlled by Jeff Bezos and the board. But yes, this was a shareholder resolution proposed by employees. And the main ask that we have is for Amazon to produce a comprehensive climate plan that would eliminate its dependence on fossil fuels and plan for disruptions caused by increased extreme weather events and other destabilizations caused by climate change. So that's sort of the what our work has been centered around.
And what are the shareholders, the executives, Jeff Bezos, what are their response to in terms of what they feel their responsibility to protecting climate is as such a large company on the planet?
Yeah. I mean, so we have seen, we have gotten some movement and some success through this work. So the company announced a program called Shipment Zero, which is an initiative to make half of all shipments net carbon zero by, I believe, 2040. That's obviously not enough. It's a small piece of Amazon's overall carbon footprint. But the company also said that they would announce their total carbon footprint sometime this year. And if they do that, that's a big step forward. Of course, we would want to also see what their plans are and goals with real timelines and solid dates around bringing that carbon footprint to zero.
I mean, not for nothing, but they could really start with just reducing the size of the boxes. You order a battery and it comes in like a container big enough for a television.
Right. Yeah. There's, I think, you know, the technology and the know-how certainly exists within Amazon to make really big improvements. It's really just a matter of what's being prioritized at the highest levels of the company.
All right, Weston Fribley, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Weston Fribley is a web development engineer with Amazon Go. He's based in Seattle, but as part of Amazon Employees for Climate Justice, he traveled out to Shakopee, Minnesota, to show solidarity with warehouse workers who went out on strike yesterday, the first day of the now 48-hour Shopifest Amazon Prime Day. Warehouse workers striking for more job security, more control of their working conditions, including things like accommodation during Ramadan. His work in the climate area, protests in San Francisco, included targeting Amazon over marketing its facial recognition software to law enforcement agencies, including immigration and customs enforcement. It's kind of like the bad corporation trifecta.
They really are the bad corporation trifecta. And as he was talking, though, I mean, you know, for full transparency for our listeners, Brian and I were talking about the fact that we're not shopping during Prime Day. But I was thinking about that, like, there's such a massive corporation and globally, but particularly here in America, like, people are so dependent on them. Mm. People that are not in the weeds around stuff, people that, you know, oftentimes Americans, you know, it's the one of the symptoms of the disease of capitalism, right? We get lazy. You can order something, it comes in 2 days. How do you fight? Bezos and everybody's just like, yeah, whatever, protest, right? Realizing that we're not going to impact their bottom line. Really is a David versus Goliath.
Oh, yeah, and you have to wonder about the tactics, right? Because I'm like reading these news stories about protests targeting Amazon and Prime Day, and there's a little voice in the back of my head going, oh, yeah, it's Prime Day. There's great deals today.
Right.
Right? The like protest messaging actually can reinforce the marketing.
Right. So, yeah. And Brian and I also decided that yes, even ordering online is virtually crossing a picket line. So it's a no-go for all of us. So don't do that.
What about streaming Fleabag?
Yeah, I'm going to let the listeners email you and let you know about that one. I think it's like no-go on any Amazon anything right now.